I spent 2 years working as an instructional designer for a company before I moved to independent instructional design consulting. When I first started as a consultant, one of the first things that a potential client asked was whether or not they could see a portfolio. Up until this point in time, I didn't have a portfolio, nor had I considered the need for one. In a 24-hour period, I hastily threw together samples of my work, including screenshots of some of the projects that I had worked on that I was at liberty to share. Much of the work I had done was proprietary and could not be shared. My portfolio includes samples of e-learning, samples of blended training and learning solutions, as well as software simulations and some website design projects I've worked on. When I can, I add to my portfolio. Some of the additions are examples from clients that I have gotten permission to share, and other things in my portfolio come from participating in weekly e-learning heroes challenges offered by Articulate. Other things in my portfolio come from my experiences as a faculty member at Holland College, particularly some of the work that I have done with gamification at the college. I try and update my portfolio with something new at least once a month, but work and life gets in the way, and this doesn't always happen. Because I teach during the school year, I find a lot of the updates to my portfolio happen from May to September, when I am just focusing on my work as an instructional design consultant.